This is one of the oldest peacekeeping missions that we have within the United Nations. And you can imagine that it is for a good reason why the mission has been there for so long. It means that the final settlement on the conflict has not been achieved. So in the meantime, MINUSO has been monitoring the ceasefire, doing many activities such as demining, protecting lives, doing confidence building in support of UNHCR. And as you know, MINUSO was created to carry out the referendum, but that has not been possible for differences between the parties. And so far, we're still hopeful that the political process can still move ahead.
Madam Bolbeck, what are the main areas that you will be focusing on in the coming years?
You know that the Security Council gives to MINUSO its mandate, and we follow instructions and orientations from the Secretary General. This is a particularly complex situation, and one that has raised a lot of questions, concerns, and I think that it's very important, first of all, to recognize that the role MINUSO has played in so many years, a role that is often not known about. If I can say in a nutshell, it's a very small mission serving an immense territory, the Sahara Desert. So the working conditions are very difficult. And we also nowadays worry more and more about supporting the political process carried out and led by the personnel envoy. We, on the ground, have the military component and the civilian component and carry out, as you know, the regular peacekeeping activities. But again, we need to see progress in this file, so we're doing everything we can to make sure that we can register for the Secretary General some advances.